You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We're your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Hey, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving week. Can we talk about how it's already Thanksgiving?
I can believe it. And then at the same time, I cannot believe it.
No, it came so quickly. Fall is like almost over. My heart hurts for this, but you know what? It's my favorite holiday and I can't wait to indulge in eating my face off.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've thoroughly enjoyed this season of fall. Oh my God, I actually just bought, I was going to send it to you before. I bought a book today because I was reading a newsletter and this guy quoted this book. And the title of the book is called Autumn. And I'm like, oh my God, am I changing? Like, am I really embracing this fall weather? And I will say this year, fall has been fantastic.
Yes, it's the best season ever. Wait, read it and tell me how it is.
I'm definitely going to tell you. I'm excited.
Well, good. So we are back. We did a little mini episode in lieu of our catch up, but we will catch up on our Boston part two. That will be our meat segment of this episode. But until then, Laura, how have you been doing since it's been like 2 weeks?
It's been a week. It's been 2 weeks. Wow, that's so crazy. It was my 2 year anniversary last weekend. You guys have been married for 2 whole years, and I still haven't sent out my thank you cards.
I can't believe you just said that.
And oh, honestly, so like at this point, like I don't know that I'm gonna send them out. So there we are.
Fuck them.
Yeah. So that was fun. We had like the whole day planned for our anniversary. But guess what Laura did for the first time since 75 Hard? She drank and she had her first ever hangover.
Okay, so tell me, like, walk me through it. Did it hurt?
It was fucking painful, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Oh my.
It was awful, like really bad, you guys. But so Saturday, like me and Thomas celebrated our friend's baby. She had her baptism. And we had, I know this is crazy, like who goes wild at a fucking baptism? But like these are just like our friends. Like we had like the best time ever. The party continued like at their apartment afterwards. We were out till like 3 a.m., best time ever, had like fucking 5 espresso martinis in a row. So in addition to not being able to sleep, I was very hungover on our actual anniversary, as was Thomas. And we wake up in the morning and we look at each other and he's like, I guess I'm canceling our resi. And I'm like, you have to, because I cannot crawl out of this bed. And we spent our entire anniversary just like, honestly, it was the best way to spend the anniversary. Like we ordered in, we were watching movies, we were just like hanging out, chilling. But like the hangover, I did not miss it. And on Sunday, I vowed once again that like my step towards becoming just a completely sober lifestyle is becoming clearer and clearer. Because my stomach pains came back. My joint pains came back.
Did you say joint pains?
Yes. Essie, like, what? I'm not even kidding. Like my fucking neck was hurting. My knees were hurting. My ankle was hurting. It was just next level.
Fall down a flight of stairs? What? I don't understand.
I don't know what happened. I woke up and I'm like, why do I feel like a 75-year-old woman? Like I was aching, my head was hurting, like I was just so uncomfortable. But not, that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part that I didn't realize until I stopped drinking was my mood. It's not the hangover day. The hangover day I'm chilling because like I'm so hungover I don't feel anything, so it's like I took 5 Xanaxes. But that Monday, Tuesday, went, that's probably why this week has been so rough, because I've been recovering. That Monday, oh my God, my fucking mood was next level. Like, I can't even express the moodiness. Like, everything triggered me. Everything irritated me. I was like, leave me the fuck alone. I wanted to throw people into oncoming traffic. So that was my hangover. That was our anniversary. we have to definitely redo it. But I told Thomas, like, well, next year, this was your year to plan. It didn't happen. And now I'm in charge next year. And I'm excited for, like, our $5,000 dinner that we're going to have.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. But so that was fun because, you know, I just love being at home. I love being inside. I love not speaking. It's just my favorite thing in the world.
But yet you're a podcaster. Go fucking figure.
It's so strange. I was thinking about it this week. I'm just like, I have this super social side to me. And then it's like, I can literally just stare at a wall for weeks at a time. And that's just how I've been my entire life. But yeah. And then this week, just been super, super busy with work, which has been like really, really good and really fun. And then I took out my tree this week and I was telling Esty, I'm finally adulting at the age of 36 years old where I'm planning out my Christmas decorations. Like I didn't take everything out at once. I'm doing it step by step. So we took out the tree and I put it out. Like we did outside lights and it just feels really good to decorate one step at a time versus do everything all at once and be overwhelmed.
No, I'm very proud of you. The fact that you are like one step ahead of me with Christmas decoration is just, you guys, we need to mark this down in LBC history because that's never happened ever.
And you know what else? I've been already putting together my Christmas list.
Oh, bitch, I beat you on that. Remember in Boston, I was like, I started Christmas shopping.
Yeah, fucking Esty, like back in August.
Like, no, that's not true. I didn't in October. I didn't mean to. It just, the things were there. And I was like,
she literally was Christmas. I'm like, Esty, it's like October 5th. Like, stop.
Yeah, I know. How you Christmas shopping were all in Boston too, bitch?
I did. Because I was like, I spent a shit ton of money in this one fucking store. When the lady told me how much I owed her, I'm like, what? Like, what? I bought a notebook. Like, why is this notebook $300? But that's what you get for shopping near Harvard.
Yeah, that's exactly. But no, I'm really proud of you. I'm really, really proud of you. And I love you and Thomas and to many, many, many more years. So I'm really happy for all of the things. Oh, how's my godson?
He's good. He's tilting. Today, okay. I actually saw him because there's still water in him. Because I didn't like take out all the water that was excess.
He's a thirsty queen.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I need to take that water out because once winter comes, I don't want it to freeze.
Yeah. My poor boo.
But he's so cute. Like he's really so pretty.
Are you going to light him for Christmas?
Or... Yes. I was thinking that today. I'm going to put like the lights and I'm going to like lay him up because he's just so pretty. He deserves to shine.
I mean, I got him lights for a reason, you know?
I know. So yeah, I'm definitely going to light him up for Christmas. I'm so excited. I really love this end of the year and I loved fall. I'm really excited for the holidays, but I most like that I usually feel everything's rushed and for some reason, even though everything came super fast, I feel like I'm also going really slow, which feels really nice if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. So it's been good and I cannot wait for Thanksgiving to eat and to indulge and to just hang and be with family.
Yeah, same.
And how about you? What's been going on?
So I know I said this last time we podcast, but I'm really done with going into the city. Like I've been in the city like every fucking week and and it's not a bad thing. It's just like, literally the next time I want to be in the city is when I see the tree lighting or like when the tree is lit. Sorry. And I didn't mean to say I was going to be there for the tree lighting, but, yeah, so I've been in the city. I recently went to go see Joy Coy. Was on my bucket list. I'm so happy I went to go see him. That was interesting. He's fucking hilarious. I'm just going to put that out there. For those of you guys who don't know who he is, he's a comedian. He's so funny. And like, I love and I enjoy his Netflix specials, but just to see him live is like on a different level. Mm. I will say he's a little arrogant.
Really?
Yeah. Like I didn't like, but I mean, I get it. He like made it. He's doing really well for himself. So whatever.
Was it part of like the whole spiel though?
No, it was like his side tangent.
Ah, okay. I got it.
And then I went to back in the city, and I went to go see the Giggly Squad.
How were they?
Oh God, Lord. So like, I don't even know how to explain it. So like, okay. So I'm obsessed with Hannah Burner. Like, yes, I love her. Hannah. I love her. And like Paige DeSorno, she's growing on me. And like, I listen to their podcast together, and they're just like, they remind me a lot of you and I, like their banter. Like, it's such a good balance.
Yes.
But like, to see them live, like, I just have envisions for our lives, and I don't want it to be like that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was really happy I did go to, because it was like my first like podcast tour that I went to go see. Mm-hmm. And obviously I went because I'm a fan, but I also went for like our research. And this is no hate or shade to them. It's just like, I don't want us to go that way.
And why do you say that?
So like, they have like segments, and if you guys don't want to hear about it, I don't want to ruin it. So it's like fast forward, but like they have like little like excerpts. Like, so like now they're okay. So one little thing was like, they talked about like man vocabulary, like what it means to like, you know, go to the gym and go hard at the gym. Like, what does that mean for a man as versus what it means for a woman?
Okay.
And then another like thing was,
that's cute. Segment.
No, because it was like stuff that we know, and it was just like what they thought. It's not like what the audience thought, it's what Paige and Hannah thought.
Well, yeah, because it's their podcast tour.
Right, but like I can't explain it. It wasn't like funny. Yes, I'm trying to say. Like,
so
it
was you were just there listening to their conversation.
Yeah, it was like, if that was the case, I would have just listened on the podcast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, on the podcast, they like, I don't know, they talk it up, like, you know, as if like they have all these things, and then like they like kind of like they bring men on the stage and they literally rip them into a new asshole. Like, we're not about that. So I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. It works for them, it's their audience, and it like, how do I say this, it's what they do, you know what I mean? So right. It works for them. It's just like, I don't like I know we wouldn't do that because we're obviously much different. But, like, even the setup, there wasn't, like, a lot of background. They used, like, a fucking laptop. Like, I don't know. I wanted more, I guess what I'm trying to say. And this is not a hate or shade. It's just, like, I guess I was expecting more, you know?
Right. Was Craig there?
No. He wasn't there, and neither was Dez, Hannah's husband. So, as you guys know, I saw Hannah separately, like, because she's a comedian. And, like, she was fucking hysterical. Like, she did great. Like, I would go back, a dead ass, I would go back to see her again. And actually, she's coming up by me soon. So I'm definitely going to get tickets to go see her. But, so I don't have to go back to the fucking city. But, like, but together, like, I don't know. And then, like, they have, like, the one segment, what was, when they brought up, like, another guy to, like, rip him to shreds. Like, they brought up, I guess it was her sister. I don't even know who the fuck she was. And, like, she had a, like, and the positioning. So now there's three people on stage. Why weren't there three chairs? Like, so Paige was sitting, the assistant was, for the sake of this conversation, I think it was assistant. The sister, and then like Hannah was standing awkwardly by herself on the side. And like, it was, I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like how it was set up.
Oh, interesting. I'm like so surprised.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's not that I said it didn't have a good time or anything.
Expecting different.
Yeah, like they hype it up so much on the, like, and there she did, like Hannah, her new thing now is doing the worm.
Okay.
So she did bust down, do the worm. So like the whole place went crazy. So it was fun in that regard. But like, it was fun. I'm not saying it wasn't. I was expecting a hell of a lot more.
How long was it?
Like an hour 15, not even.
Oh, wow. And do you get goodie bags?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So another, and it, like I said, it was my first time going to like a podcast live. So I also literally, like I told you, I was going for like us, really low key.
Yeah. And like you just, can write off a ticket basically.
Oh, 100%. And like the merch, it wasn't a lot, so that was pretty like shitty. It ran out actually, like people were bitching about that. And then like there was nothing, like I don't know, like I want, if our chatters come and see it, I want them, like they spent time, money to come see us. Like I want to not repay them, but thank them. You know what
Give
I mean?
Give them like a gift.
Right. Yes. There was none of that.
Or and, like a no, I would like if when we do like our podcaster, I would definitely like our chatters need to walk away with like what is that? Like a merch bag.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
And granted, And listen, this is a big testament to them. They like sold out the Beacon Theater.
Wow.
So, and it was a bit like, you know, but I speak for myself, my section, no, not myself. I'll speak for my section. Cause like me and my friends, like made friends with the girls around. They were really fucking chill. Like we actually went right afterwards. We went to like, Laura, remember when you and I went, remember like across the street, there was that restaurant / bar.
Yes.
So we went across the street. We all got drinks, whatever. They were really, really chill. And like, we all said the same thing. Like we were all wanting more. So I know like it wasn't just me, you know what
I mean? Oh, that so sucks.
Yeah. But you know, it is what it is. It was a good learning experience. I'm glad I went, and I'm still going to follow them and listen to them because they're great. They're really, yeah. And they're doing something right. I guess for myself, they're killing it. It's just, and their outfits were, oh my God. I went with my friends. I was like, I would never. I was like, maybe Laura could pull that shit off, but I could never.
Were they half naked?
Oh my God. Paige's dress was like, literally she bent over, you could see her vagina. And Hannah like had hooker boots up to literally to her past her kneecaps, so, like this short dress, and she kept saying, she's like, I'm sorry guys, I have like a wedgie. Like I could never like, I want to be like walking around, I want to like, you know, be, I don't know, I just want to be comfortable and not like have a coochie like slip.
I definitely wear hooker boots in a mini,
you know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I also want to engage with the audience. And oh yeah, and then Paige was like, if an areola shows, just tell me. Like she literally, and then Hannah's like, why the fuck would you wear that? You can't even fuck. She did not leave her seat because she was so scared that our areola was gonna show or someone's gonna see her vagina. It would be all over like Paige sex.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, that part was funny, but like it was, you know, it to each its own. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, you wanted more.
Right. What else did I? So yeah, it's been a week. I mean, nothing like out of the. Oh my God, the best thing! I posted it on my social. So I did not do it on LBC because I want to talk about it here. So I went to go see a beautiful rendition of Taylor Swift's concert.
I saw that
the Candlelight. You guys, yes. It was probably one of the best fucking experiences I've had all year. I was like a kid in the candy shop. I don't like, you guys know I'm not like a diehard Swiftie, but I am a new and upcoming Swiftie. The music was absolutely amazing. The energy in this room was phenomenal. It was just I have no words. You guys have to go see it. Not just like their rendition of Taylor Swift, but like every fucking thing. This was the second time I went. I will keep going over and over. It was amazing. It was beautiful.
Yeah, the Candlelight series is like really special. Yeah. I think they need to do a Britney one.
Well, I think now is the time if they're going
to
do it.
This is like the moment. You need to do Britney. I don't know what you're waiting for, but I will be buying a front row seat ticket. Wait, where was yours? Was yours in a church?
Was it a church? No, it wasn't not a church, no.
Okay. Yeah, no, it looked beautiful. And I loved... So when I went, I was like for, I forgot like the concert that we went to, but like, I didn't know the music, but I feel like it's even better when like you go and like, you know what the actual music is, you know?
Yeah. 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 Well, like I said, this is my second time. I'm going to keep going. But, speaking of Britney, I don't know if you noticed, Laura, but she's off of Instagram.
I know.
I saw. Something's going on.
Well, she does have a new boo, so maybe she's just enjoying his company. Oh,
maybe. Yeah, true. But sorry, tangent. But yeah, I highly recommend. I'm actually, Laura, I wrote down their names so I could reach out to them.
Wait, who?
The Candlelight people.
Oh, I love.
Yeah, I wrote them. I'm going to do that this week. I'll add it to my list. Yeah, you guys, it was really nice. It's been a nice couple of 2 weeks. You know, healthy, happy. You know, why not? Working and just, you know, Laura and I are just trying to let go of the dead weight around us.
Yep. And I told Essie today, 2024, thick skin, thick checks.
Yes.
That's it. Like, that's the goal.
Yeah, definitely.
Can we just actually just have like a little side tangent about people and how if you don't have something nice to say, just shut the fuck up. Like,
yes, go for it.
I just can't. So there was an experience that me and Essie were in quite recently, aka today, where somebody just had something not nice to say, And of course, I get the message first, and I'm enraged, about to, like, I see red. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, my reaction was just so intense. And of course, Essie doesn't answer me for like 5 hours. So I'm like in this like anger by myself.
You knew I wasn't around.
No, I know. And I was like, fuck, of course. Like, the one day she's not around, and I'm like enraged in my anger. And then finally, like, Essie saw it, and she also was upset, but I feel like you were more like cool-headed about it. And I just have to say, like, I've been on the internet, on social media, as I always am, but like, I find in the last couple of weeks, I've been reading comment sections, and like, that's like my new thing, to like read the comments and like to understand like kind of like the temperature of the collective and like where we're at. And can I just say, the collective is very fucking angry. They're fucking ruthless, and they just do not give one fuck in the worst of ways. And all I'm saying is, please get therapy. We have a code with BetterHelp, Lunchbox Chats, like, go subscribe, like, go, please get help. Like, if you're feeling anger, if you're feeling the need to like take somebody down, diminish them, say not kind words to them, like, go see where that stems from. Because it's just like, listen, I'm all for everybody needs to show up as they are. And you also need to understand the impact that you have on other people, and understand, like, are those things that really need to be said by you right now? And, you know, just take a moment before you hit a send button, take a moment before you say something, and just like observe your own temperature and be like, do I really need to say this right now? And, you know, that's all I'm going to say about that. Like, I just can't believe in 2023, with all the fucking fucked up shit we have going on in this world, that like, we can't just take a moment of self-awareness and be like, hey, what if I spread kindness? Or, hey, let me not spread anything and keep to myself. You know, just fucking keep to yourself. Go write it in your journal. Go write a text message to yourself. Like, there's no need to spew. There's one thing to spew your truth and, like, what it is that you stand for, to communicate your boundaries. It's a completely different thing to spew hate. And those are two very distinct things. And if you don't know the distinction, then you need to go to a dictionary right now and look that up, because it's just like, there's no need for it. Like, we're already in this like crazy fucked up world. Like, there's no need for the extra hate and criticism.
I agree. I think I totally agree with you. I'm really proud of how you handled today, aka today, literally today. But I think too, like, when you have a safe space to talk about that with someone, like, yeah, you came in hot, and then by the time I got to it, I was upset as well too. But like, that is someone's opinion.
Yes.
And we cannot diminish that, but we can receive it, and how we respond is really, like, I think ultimately the end goal, right?
Absolutely.
And we did, and we rose above it, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think too, personally, I think you and I too have been on this journey. I don't say this enough. So I like, side tangent here, side tangent, I should say. I don't say that, give this, like, tell you this enough. Like, I'm very fortunate to be on this journey. We're literally not on the same roller coaster, but you're on one side of the park, I'm on the other side. And like, it's very relatable. And like, I can have these open conversations with you, because like, you don't come at me, you know what I mean? No, you don't judge. It's like, you receive what I have to say, and like, and vice versa. And I think too, in doing that with somebody, not only are you my business partner, but like, you are someone I deeply care about, that like, you help me. And I think like, that's, we're really fortunate to have that. And I don't give you as much credit as I probably should or say, but for real, like, especially in the last couple of weeks, like, we're both of us have like heard, seen, dealt with, like, you and I at the end of the day know the truth, you know what I mean? And I always say to you, the truth always comes out. So like, And yeah, sometimes it's taking, you know, not to throw you under the bus or anything, but like you a little bit longer to see that. And like, I get mad because I'm like, bitch, I've been telling you this. And vice versa, because you've taught me that like patience is a virtue. And like, for real, like if it wasn't for you, I probably would have like went off a long time ago. But I think that's what part of this whole like life experience is too with you, is that like, I'm very fortunate to have that person with you to do that. And like, you keep me very, very sane and grounded in that regards. And especially in our business ventures, like, you know, we can like go off, but like at the end of the day, we have bills to pay. So like, yeah, we can't go off and we have to remain intact. And I think this says a lot about not only our company, our brand, but ourselves too.
Exactly. And I appreciate that. And I feel the same way about you. And I want to add to it where it's just like, when you have relationships with people, be it business, be it family, be it, you know, romantic, and you are just two people who show up and are completely honest and be like, hey, like, this is how I feel, this is how you feel, it doesn't matter what the outside fucking world says. Like, they will try to infiltrate those relationships and kind of find like little like kind of holes in the relationship. But like, what people don't understand is like, when people come together and their whole relationship is based on a foundation of like honesty, trust, safety, open communication, there's no infiltration that can ever fucking happen. Because it's just like, no, like, I know you, you know me, I know like who you are as a person, who you, who, what your character is. So like, if I have like somebody coming from the outside and saying Essie did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I'm going to be like, no, she didn't, because I know her and I know that's not her. And it's just important to have, especially like, you know, we're approaching the holidays and we're all going to be like around family and like just different kinds of relationships. It's so important, especially this time of year, to just really reevaluate all the relationships you have and be like, are these safe places for me to stand? Are these honest places for me to stand? And if not, then there's some editing for to do in the new year. And but once you start cultivating those kinds of relationships where you just have that open honesty, like loyalty, and loyalty is kind of, I used to think loyalty was a thing you willed and created. But loyalty comes from just honesty. Like, that's like ultimately what it is. And it's like, once you start having these relationships, like, you can never go back to the way it used to be. But yeah, total side tangent.
Wow. No, thank you for saying that. And I love you very much for saying that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's like, yeah. So that's where me and Essie are at. Be kind. Keep your shit. Like, I don't know. Like,
go to therapy, really.
Go to therapy, BetterHelp, Lunchbox Chats. There's a reason why you are the way you are. There's a reason why we project. There's a reason why we do all the shit we do. And the answer is within yourself. So get yourself a therapist to help you uncover it.
I think the episode title is No Holes.
Oh, I love it. No Holes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anyway, Laura, what's going on, oh my god, in celebrity news?
Oh my god. So I was shocked by this one, just because I've been a fan for forever. And what I'm talking about is Diddy. And there is shit coming out about him. So Cassie has accused him, allegedly, supposedly, of sexual assault, abuse, and sex trafficking.
Sick.
And when I read this, I was like, holy fuck, like, what is happening? But, I mean, I remember, like, there were photos of her with, like, bruises and stuff, and everyone's like, what's going on? And now, like, she's coming forward and, like, saying these things, and it's just like, oh, fuck. That's wild.
You know what's crazy? I'm same everything you said about a fan. So like, you know what's crazy is that I don't know about you, but I remember like in his like era when he was like top of the world with Bad Boy. Remember how like there was a lot of talk on the streets? Who am I? The streets here? Oh my god, on the streets. That like everyone was saying that he would like, you know, make money off everybody and like was shady and shit. Like, I remember that him being like his reputation on like the DL, but like no one ever really had the balls to come out and say shit.
Yeah, because he was king.
Right. And I feel like, and got allegedly, supposedly, but like, I wonder if that was happening here. It because might another have been. Female came out and said did the same thing, allegedly, supposedly.
Yes. But you know what? As like fucked up as the world is right now, it's like I hate that all of this has happened, but I like that there's finally a space for like victims of like sexual assault and abuse to come out and like speak their story. Mm. And I think like it just takes so much, first of all, it takes so much courage and vulnerability to even get there within yourself, but to come out publicly against such like a high profile celebrity, I just like honor and respect Cassie so much for it. Because it's almost like she's doing it for her, and she's doing it for so many people, like so many other victims. And yep. I think it's really such a great place to be in 2023. I mean, I think we should be far more ahead, but I just thank God, like we're finally getting to this place, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. But isn't he like 80?
He's old. Like I'm gonna Google like how old Diddy is, because he's up there,
right? And she's like not,
she's young. I feel like she's like our age.
That's what I'm saying. So I was very confused about it. I mean, I remember them back in the day,
yeah,
dating, but I didn't know it was like that.
No, I remember they were like, they were serious.
Oh really?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. I hope they find justice for her and the other female that came out. I forget her name.
I do too.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So this was a very big disappointment. I mean, we don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's real. But basically what we're talking about is Brie from Selling Sunset. They had the Selling Sunset reunion, and she was asked if Michael B. Jordan was good in bed. And she literally was saying, you know, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this. She didn't say yes or no, but she did move her eyes in the direction to say that he is not good in bed.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm beyond disappointed, because I think he's probably at this point right now, like my number one crush in celebrity world.
So here's the thing, like, again, she didn't, like you said, go out and say it, but like, how disappointing is it? Where wasn't he like the hottest man in the world at one point?
Like right now?
I don't know. I believe like a while ago he was named like hottest.
Yeah, he's been on that list for a long time.
Right, and like you know, we think he, or I mean, I'm gonna assume here that like you're good looking, you got to be good in bed, but maybe not. Maybe it's just all like a front.
That's so upsetting, because also just he has this like energy to him that I would be like, oh my god, he must be so good in bed. But then again, like,
no,
what, you don't think so?
No, because I don't think he has like that big dick energy. You know who has that big dick energy and is busted as fuck?
Who?
Nick Cannon.
Okay, well, I mean, he has birthed like 30,000 children at this point, so something must be going right for this man.
Right, I mean, hence Brie's one of his baby mamas, but like, he's ugly as fuck. Well, in my opinion, I don't think he's good looking at all, but he's got big dick energy. I guarantee you that guy could throw it down in the bedroom.
I don't know, like, I'm so upset over this. Yeah. And like, I guess I want to know, like, I want to have a conversation with Brie, please come on our podcast. Like, what does it entail? Like, what is he not good at? Like, what part? Like, the whole thing? Like, please give me the details. Like, I need to know now.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. Who knows? But, like, it is very disappointing. And we don't know what her standards are, you know?
Exactly. Like, what does she deem good or bad?
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's very subjective.
Mm.
Oh my god, this is really sad. Do you want to do this one?
Sure. So over the week, well, as everyone knows, the biggest talk of the whole fucking world is Taylor Swift and Travis. So Taylor's on her European tour at the moment, and she was in Rio this past, was
her it? South American tour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then when's her Europe tour? Oh, that's the summer. I apologize. Yeah. Yeah, it's happening. Anyway, so it was this weekend or this week?
I think this week.
Okay. Unfortunately, allegedly, supposedly, there was a death at her concert by a 24-year-old in this stadium that she obviously sold out. And according to news reporters saying that they were packed like fucking sardines in there and they weren't able to bring water into the venue. And it was supposedly reported that it was like 124 degrees inside the fucking stadium that she passed due to heat stroke.
And this is all allegedly, supposedly. We right. technically don't know her cause of death, but
not
Taylor,
yet.
Yeah, but Taylor did go on to cancel a show because yes. of extreme weather conditions.
Right, and it's unfortunate. I swear that she did post something. I swear. But Laura and I went to go look at it, and it's no longer there. So that's interesting. So we don't know what's happening, but it's really, really unfortunate. And, you know, it's hot out these streets. I don't understand. Like, it, and like, I know, like when, like, for instance, when Laura and I went to go see Joe's Handler, they took Laura's water away.
They took all my water.
Yeah. So I get it. You have to, you know, have safety protocol. I get it. But I mean, in that extreme heat, like, come on. And why were the fuck wasn't the AC pumping? Like, I don't understand.
It might've been an outdoor stadium.
Either way, you should still have why there's
yeah of have fans still,
yeah
have
they still
something.
Have something going on, but
I don't side know. Tangent. Stop taking our water away.
For, 2 weeks ago, I said I was gonna talk about this whole Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift. Okay, let me just go on a tangent for 2.5 seconds. I'm gonna keep this really short. I don't ship this friendship.
Okay. Yes, you are like I think I like sent you something. You're like no.
Yeah, like I'm not. I don't ship it. I don't. I do respect how Taylor, like, is a girly girl. Like, she takes, like, these girls under their wing and, like, makes them something. I do respect that. But I don't ship this friendship. Okay, hear me out. Like, okay, why? Okay, so here it is. You guys know I'm a Giants fan through and through. So, last year in the Super Bowl when the Eagles were playing against the Chiefs, we all know that the Chiefs won. Mm-hmm. Brittany, I'm gonna go ahead and say allegedly, supposedly was intoxicated. You know, her man just won the Super Bowl. They're living their best life. They're partying, this, that, and the other. This girl, it's all over social media. You guys don't believe me, go look. There's TikToks about it. There's fucking reels about it. Go look. This girl takes it upon herself to repeatedly shake bottles and bottles and bottles of champagne and like, throw and like spray it on Eagles fans, calling them trash, saying that they suck, saying that the better team won. Let me make something very clear here. I am a Giants fan, and I keep stressing that because my team sucks. I am well aware of that as part of about being a Giants fan. Now, if we were to ever win a Super Bowl, of course I'm going to rejoice and be and party and have a good time. But listen, bitch, you didn't do dick. Your man brought them to the Super Bowl. She didn't do anything. You are his husband. There's no reason for you to shit on Eagles fans, talk poorly of them, name call them, and all these, and never apologize.
She didn't apologize.
No, did not apologize. And it's just like, that is why there's not a good rapport. And that's a lot of people have issues with her. Like, she doesn't, she's not a girly girl. She's not a, personable.
She's not like a people.
No, she just rides on her man's coattails and, like, you know, like, is an advocate for, like, being a mom and whatever. Cool. And, like, now you're part of the Skims line. Okay, great. Congratulations. But, like, just let's not us forget. You are his wife and his wife. That's it. You know what I mean?
And I feel like if you are his wife, like there does need to be a certain rapport.
100%.
Like you're representing him.
100%. So like I don't, and listen, I'm not a, you know, a diehard Taylor Swift fan. And again, I get what she's doing, Taylor, but like, let us not forget, like, your friends have actions and consequences and, like, like, it's just not okay. It's really not okay. And granted, like, she is, like, co-owners of some soccer team. Like, she had to put her name out there because she was, like, getting shitted on saying that, like, you know, just your man does this, your man, and she doesn't have anything. And then she went and bought, like, a soccer team.
Okay, I can respect why you don't like her.
So it's
I
just,
wouldn't like her either. So like, I don't like that.
Yeah, just left a bad taste in my mouth. And look, I'm not an Eagles fan, far from it. I'm not a Chiefs fan, but like, you, there's just, it's like unsportsmanlike. Like, what are you doing? Yes. Like talking shit about, you know what I mean? And throwing it in your face like purposely. Like, who are you?
Yeah, no, don't like that. At the end of the day, Well, yes, there is that big rematch of the Eagles Chiefs this weekend, and a Philly radio station, Q102, is actually banning Taylor Swift music for the time being until the game is over. Like, I will say this about Eagles fans, like, they are fucking hardcore diehard fans, and I respect them for that.
Yeah,
I love that. I love when, like, when fans like love their team. Like, I'm like that. I was like that when, like, when the Giants were the actual Giants and not who they are now. But then I guess not. I was just momentary for that. But but who do you want to win on Monday?
I mean, I can't say Eagles because that's like our rivalry. So I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, even though like I loathe them too. And I don't loathe them. I just, like we were talking about this earlier, they're both amazing teams. I'm not taking that away from them. It's just like, it's going to be the same shit. Like, that's like, supposedly, like, statistics are saying it's going to be like a rematch in the Super Bowl. And like, I don't know. I just want something different. Like, I want the underdogs. Like, I would love Miami to be up in there. I would love the fucking, who are they? Oh my God. Oh my God. Not the Bengals. Oh my God. Ravens. The Ravens to be in there. Like, it would be really, really nice. To be a little refreshing, but I mean, we'll see. If these two play their hearts out and they're both on the top of the lineup, I think they're both going to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. It really pains me to even say that out loud.
All right, let's see. Time will tell.
Who do you think?
I want the Chiefs to win.
Okay.
Just because also, like, as much, I feel like we're just trained to not like the Eagles.
Right.
I know nothing about football, but I know, like, I do not like the Eagles.
Right, good. And good that you did. That's the right answer.
Exactly. So let's go Travis Kelce.
Okay. Anyway.
Do you want to tell our chatters about the new words you learned this week?
Oh, my God. So... like, we're clearly getting older, and you would never ever, like, okay, I could fuck with mid, I could fuck with,
I like mid,
I could fuck with Riz, I could fuck with ship,
no
what was the other word? Chugi, like, once in a while I'll say that
I like a chug,
yeah, but these two words I can't stand behind. So this past couple of weeks I found the new word Miz, M-I-Z, mm-hmm. is short for miserable.
Okay.
And tings, T-I-N-G-S, is short for women.
I don't like that.
Like, why am I being referred to as a ting?
Yeah, like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
I'm not here for it. I don't like it. I like Ms. I can say Ms. I feel Ms. today.
Miserable?
Yeah, like, I can definitely hear myself saying that probably tomorrow. But tings, no. It sounds like things, and I'm not a thing. Thank you.
Right.
Like, bye. No, like, Gen Z, like, what are you doing? I love you so much, but why? Like, why? Like, are you just tired? Like, you don't want to say the whole word? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know, girl. I don't know.
I fucking love Gen Z. I think they're, like, a great fucking generation. But I don't understand these words, you guys.
Yeah, they're definitely keeping us on our toes. But, like, I don't like this.
No, this tings. Maybe there's a meaning behind it that we don't understand. I'm going to do deeper research.
You do that. But in the meantime, we owe it to our chatters to do part two of our Boston venture that we left everyone hanging. We got very, very, we were not, we are, everyone was very upset.
Sorry, you guys.
Yeah.
This trip was just a lot.
Everyone was upset. We didn't know. And we have to apologize too for our mini episode. We didn't know we were doing a mini episode, you guys. It's just our schedules didn't align. So hence we're getting a part two 2 weeks later. So we do apologize, but we're going to finish it and be done. I promise.
Yes. And you know what? This comes in perfect timing because I bought a postcard for my sister that I was supposed to write, and then we were supposed to go find a stamp so I could mail it to her from Boston, but we were too busy doing other things. not actual things, but things.
Things, yeah.
So now I can, like, it's perfect because now I can write her the postcard because it's like we're going back to Boston.
I love it. So we left off, where? Oh, that we were at the club for Pauly D.
Did we describe everything? Yes, we did.
We did. So we left off there, but I feel as though we forgot to mention how before the concert, Laura and I had to go to the bathroom. And what they don't tell you at Harvard is that, or not that they have to tell us, but what we didn't know, I should say, is that like bathrooms are very sparse on the campus, and I'm not understanding, full of fucking really, really intellectual human beings, and like you would think these people have to go to the bathroom. No, just Laura and I. So we're like about to like piss ourselves, and Laura thinks it's a great idea to go into this fucking church, and I'm like, okay. So I was like, what do we have to lose at this point?
So my, I mean, yeah, churches are good. Right. It's like a house of God,
I guess. But like, mind you, in our vicinity, there's no bars. There's no, oh, you can't smoke on the, there's no one smokes.
So weird.
No one smokes. So we're like, what are the chances, right? Of course, our luck. We get into church. Laura and I walk into a full blown ballet audition. And I'm like, Laura, we need to get the fuck out of here. And she's like, well, do you want to pee or not? And I'm like, I was like, okay, fine. You want to fucking go pee? This bitch decides to go online and wait her turn. And I'm like, I'm going to piss myself. I like book it through these auditions. I make it to the bathroom. I'm like, bitch, follow me. We get it to the bathroom. And I'm like, Laura, what's going on? So to the left of us, there's audition. To the right of us, there's an audition. They did a great job, I must say.
They did amazing. There were literal ballerinas. Yeah. And these are not like just like, right, like if me and Esty going to audition to be a ballerina. Like these are ballerinas who are going to be in the Nutcracker, like
judges
traveling around the world.
Like, yeah, there's judges.
Like prima ballerinas. And here me and Esty are like two girls from the fucking tri-state area frolicking around Harvard, spending $300 on a notebook. Like taking photos of trees, and like we come and we interrupt these prima ballerinas in their auditions because our bladders are so filled and we just do not give one fuck at that point.
No.
I mean, thank God for Essie. Like I was like, oh my God, I have to like wait online. But she's like, bitch, we're not waiting on any line.
No.
And she found a bathroom. Of course, it was not for the public. It was for the ballerinas. Right. But we didn't care at that point.
No, we got really nasty looks too.
And then the soap dispenser like was weird.
Oh yeah, I don't get it. Everything about Harvard I didn't understand.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, like the museum even scared me.
The museum was weird, yeah. Oh my God, remember the turkey? There was like a turkey who was loose on the fucking road.
Right, there was like a rogue turkey, like, and everyone thought it was normal. I go, Laura, we need to fucking book it.
Again, me and Esty from like the tri-state area see this huge literal turkey bigger than us.
Yeah, literally.
And it's just coming straight for us. And I'm like, Esty, I'm about to go inside these dorms and break in because turkeys, like birds in general, they're not nice animals.
No.
I can't imagine a fucking turkey who's hungry because at this point it was like 4 p.m.
Right. We were starving. Like, we were starving.
We were starving. Our bladders were full. The turkey could smell us.
Yes.
Like, it was just a lot happening all at once.
Right. She's right. There was like a loose slash rogue turkey in the middle of the streets of Cambridge. I'm like, this is a sign of how our night's going to go. I don't know.
And that was before we were ghosted by the three Ubers. But then the night ended up beautifully.
It was definitely, I just have to say, Harvard was literally an experience in itself.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience.
Yeah, for sure. Fast forward to the next day where Laura and I got 2 hours of sleep because we got home at like 4.
Literally.
I don't remember. So we had plans with our little cousin and we made such a day of it. Like, you could go ahead. You say what
we did.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get to the coffee part, but go ahead.
So before we went to go eat coffee, we again ate our weight in wings again.
Oh yes, that's right.
Like the entire weekend, me and Essie are just eating wings, but they like this place, our cousin took us to the cutest. Brewery / arcade. It was really just so freaking cute.
So fun.
And of course, like I order wings. Essie orders like 3 sets of wings.
I didn't know.
Because I'm like, Essie, because she, okay, so she wanted different sauces, but what she didn't realize is that in order to get different sauces, you had to add extra wings.
I didn't know that. I did not know
and
that.
And I was trying to explain to you. It's like, Essie, that's a lot. And you're like, no, I'm fine. And I'm like, okay. And out comes this woman with like a, like this ginormous order of wings. And Essie's like, what the fuck am I going to do with these wings? But
we ate them. And by we ate them. Her boo.
Yeah, exactly. Like, thank you. Thank God he ate them, because me and you were like done.
I mean, we all ate them, but here's the thing. Okay, so when I do wings here, like, okay, so say you get an order of 10, right? You're allowed, you can like split the sauces. So that's what I assume what was happening. So like she, and it's not like, I mean, yes, you were saying that, but like the waitress didn't say that. So I'm like, no, I'm good. Like I could totally eat all 10. We were starving. This was like, we didn't have breakfast that day because we literally were up for like all fucking night. And then
wait, we didn't, that's not the day we ordered Dunkin' Donuts?
No, bitch, we ordered, no, we ordered that on the day we left.
Oh my God, why? So notice the themes of this trip where me and you were always starving with a full bladder.
Because we were walking everywhere.
Like, I just realized, like, we were always fucking hungry and we always had to pee.
Right. Oh, literally. It's just your 30s, you guys. This is what happens in your 30s. Anyway, so, like, I just love that. That was, like, probably my favorite day because we did so much sightseeing. We went shopping. We went to a different town, like, which I wanted to do. And it was so chic. And it was just really, like, fall vibes. Like, and Halloween vibes, too. Like, the stores that G would pick. It was really cool.
It was amazing. They took us to, I don't remember the name of the town.
Northampton.
Oh, Northampton. And they had this like indoor like mall area with like all these different stores.
It was so cool. Well, we got the boric acid for hiding.
Yes. We went to their Stop and Shop. I forgot what it's called.
I forgot about that.
But we're telling our little cousin about the Heidi episode, and we're like, oh, like, you know, Heidi's telling us about boric acid. And she's like, what are you talking about? We literally turned around and she's like, oh my God, you guys, there's boric acid.
Literally.
Like it's right there. And then of course, at this point, me and Essie being like in our late 30s and it's like 4 o'clock at this point, like we're getting tired. So we want some coffee. We've been, and especially Essie, like she's been waiting for her cappuccino moment.
Right.
Well, so we go to this pretty hotel that looks very vintage and old. It's a landmark. We go sit at the bar. We're literally crashing a wedding.
Yeah, we crashed a wedding. Laura picked this place, by the way, you guys.
Well, because it looks, it was beautiful. It was like this like vintage inn. So like we go outside, we sit at the bar and we order 2 cappuccinos.
My God.
Worst decisions of our fucking lives. Oh, my God. The worst cappuccinos I've, for sure, the worst cappuccino I've ever had in my entire fucking life. It was burnt. But at the same time, it was just water. So how somebody can give you burnt water, I don't know.
I still, to this day, I was so traumatized between the burnt coffee and the liquid cheesecake that I want to throw up.
We ordered cheesecake.
I did not. I ordered creme brulee.
I ordered cheesecake. I took a bite and I'm like, you guys, this is really not good. And our cousin and her boyfriend ended up eating it, who later on had stomach aches.
Yep.
The food, the drinks, like they ordered like drinks. There was glitter in it, but.
I forgot about the glitter. I forgot.
It was just, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say. And at the same time, and then I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. So then I go to the bathroom because at this point I'm not feeling well. And I come out of my bathroom stall and in walks a fucking homeless man.
I forgot.
And I'm just like, what the
traumatized. She's traumatized.
Is happening. Like, this homeless man just walks into my stall and he's like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, hello. Like, washing my hands. And I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of it. It felt like the Twilight Zone.
Oh,
like,
man. It was Halloween weekend. That's why.
Yeah. Like, that hotel, like, you literally felt like you were in the fucking Twilight Zone.
The bride and the groom, she was running away from the bride. I don't know what happened.
She was literally running. Her dad was outside basically saying like he doesn't want his daughter to get married to this man.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. It was like the hotel looks so, it's like never judge a book by its cover. this was a like prime example.
It was interesting. It was an interesting ending. My favorite was the bar we went to. That was my favorite bar.
Oh, that bar was amazing.
Oh my God. That was, that is literally such, but between the brewery and that bar, such my vibe.
Yeah, that bar was a vibe. Yeah. But I think the end of the trip, the morning at the train station.
Oh, what was that?
Definitely was the cherry on top. So we enter the Amherst train station and it's like a hub for, I don't know what you call them, just like not well people. And me and Esty are just there like, what the fuck? Like, of course we arrive 7 hours early because we don't want to miss our train. And like, we don't. And also, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. We arrive 7 hours early. So we're sitting in this like
train station. She says seven, you guys. It was really one. She's being dramatic.
It felt like seven. Oh, and, yeah. You know, so we finally settle in. I'm like, oh my God, finally a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to go get real coffee. I ordered the coffee. I ordered my sandwich. Again, another fucking burnt coffee. So Boston, I don't know. You need to get your Massachusetts. You need to get your fucking shit together. And you need to serve good coffee next time.
Yeah.
But we finally make it home. All is well. It was such a great fucking weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we did so much in that weekend.
We did. There was so much we did. And it was just really like good company, good vibes, good energy. The weather was phenomenal.
It was beautiful. Like I wouldn't change, even though the Uber ride smelled, we got ghosted, we had to pee a lot, we ate a lot of wind, you know, like I would not change not one single thing. I had the best time. It was so fun going with you. It was so fun seeing our cousin and hanging out with them. And yeah, I mean, it was just, and I feel like just me and you were just laughing the whole time over everything. And it was just such an overall great experience.
Well, yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Between the music and the drinks and the company, I was in, it was a good time. It was definitely one of my best trips I've had. So I appreciate that. And I love it. I can't wait to do our next trip.
Yes.
And Amtrak is the way to go, you guys. I know we said this last time, but I'm serious.
The best.
The way to go.
The best ever.
I'm telling everyone and their mother about it. I forgot to tell you a little more. My friends at the gym, I was telling her about it. And she's like, shut up. She literally just went there last weekend. And it took her 5 hours. So I'm like, bitch, next time take the train. And she's like, I was thinking about it. And I was telling her how like there's, you know, the two tiers. And she's like, shut up. So she's going back next month and she's going to do it. And then she's going to see what she likes better.
It's the best. I will never drive there again.
You couldn't pay me enough money. It is. I mean, it was so financially like the right thing to do. And then like the time consuming, it was just, it literally, we got there in the same time. We got so much accomplished in the same day. You know what I mean?
But we were so relaxed about it because nobody had to drive. There was no like, so definitely Amtrak is the way to go.
For real. Absolutely.
Yeah. Essie, what are you grateful for this week?
Oh, that's a really good question. No, I'm just kidding. Well, since it's Thanksgiving week, I just want to say, obviously, besides my family and good health and my Noonie and everything, I honestly have to say that I'm grateful for mental clarity.
I love that.
I think with sometimes things get a little foggy or perceived differently, I'm just very, very grateful that I now have the appropriate tools to like chip away at the shit that could hinder that. And I it takes up too much space in my brain and it does no need for that anymore. And I'm really glad that I now know how to chip away at that and just provide a lot more space and for myself and my mental clarity.
Yes, girl. I love that.
Thank you. What about you, Ho?
Same. I'm definitely grateful for you, for my fam, for my friends. I don't know, just I feel this year like it's really just been such an incredible year. Like when I look back on it, and I've just been like really able to like step in and like see who's real, see who's not real, kind of just step into this like new version of myself. So this year I'm just grateful for the journey of it all. And like just really reflecting back on this year, like all the highs, all the lows. And, you know, obviously like hindsight, you can always see everything like putting like all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. But I can honestly say like the journey to getting like right here, right now, I'm so grateful for all of it. And of course, me and Essie are forever grateful for all you chatters for being here episode after episode, for all your input, for all your support, for just being there year after year. I mean, we are so lucky to have all of you, and we're so excited for the new year ahead.
Yeah, we obviously would not be right here right now without you guys. And in addition to what Laura said, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We really could not have done any of this without you guys. So for sure. Yeah.
Yes. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
With pleasure. iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our social pages at Instagram, at our handle at Lunchbox Chats, as well at Facebook, The Lunchbox Chats. Where as always, you guys rate, review, and subscribe.
And until next time.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Morning.